was Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer, and that's one of my favorite songs. I do believe the world is changing bit by bit. You're listening to Soundhouse Radio. I'm your guest host for the night. My name is Heather Baker, along with my co-host, Jessica Skinner.
Hello.
We are giving your regular host, Sherry Edwards, a much-deserved break. She can take a little bit of time off to do some of the important things that she's got going on. And our thoughts are certainly with Sherry tonight, but me and Jessica will do our best to both inform and entertain you. To tell you a little bit about myself, I am Soundhouse Media Coordinator, as well as Sherry Edwards, publicist, PR rep, all things media to do with Sherry. I'm usually her co-host on her Monday night show, Vocal Profiling Live. You may recognize me from there. I'm usually known as Tall Blonde Heather. Even though I'll let you in on a little secret, I'm not that tall. I am blonde, though. Jessica is our office manager who's been with Sherry for several years now. And Jessica, can you share a little bit about yourself and the kind of things you do around here?
The list is probably shorter of what I don't do.
Right.
I guess other than just management of the studentary, or of the employees, I do a lot with the students in coordination with you, of course. Helping schedule our classes. Also, we have some free demo sessions. I help set up those. Just a little bit of everything, I guess.
You've been very instrumental in the past and in the present with our software development as well.
Absolutely. I'm going to make it as user-friendly as possible. So, you know, constantly changing.
Absolutely. We've got, what is it, 9 software programs now?
We're up to 9 to the public. We have even more available for our practitioners. So
that's great. We'll look forward to some more announcements maybe soon in the future of the new program.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay. I want to start off with a few announcements tonight. One of the really best things I believe that SoundHealth does for the public is trained to be a practitioner. We've got some upcoming classes going on. Jessica, can you tell me the schedule?
Absolutely. Well, we'll get back to September here in a moment because I have a special deal for that. Every month we hold a 5-day practitioner training on site or online over high-speed internet connection. We're looking at October for the 15th through the 19th, November the 12th through the 16th, and December the 10th through the 14th. We also offer a practitioner professional training over the weekend. It happens over 3 weekend sessions in October, November, and December. So check out our website for those dates. The one thing that I wanted to bring up that is a special deal for tonight's listeners is our September class, the 24th through the 28th. Our course fees are normally $4,400, but we're getting so close to this class, and we just so happen to have an open slot. So we're going to offer that at half price, at $2,200.
Wow.
The first person that calls in, I have to say I can only offer it to one person, but the first person that calls in to me next week, or to you, Heather, we will definitely give them the deal.
Absolutely. And that's something that rarely happens around here. So whoever's interested in becoming a practitioner, call our office at area code 740-698-9119. You can speak with either Jessica or myself, Heather, and we'll get you set up with that. But be sure to jump on that first thing. Or you can reach me through email at heather@vocalprofiling.com. You can learn even more about us on our website, Nutra Sounds, that's N-U-T-R-A, Sounds, with an S on the end, .com. We actually have some more announcements. We've got a great expo that we will be at, along with Sherry and some of our staff, as well as some of our practitioners in Columbus, Ohio, on the weekend of October 13th and 14th, that is a Saturday and Sunday, the Universal Light Expo in a Veterans Memorial, what is that, a field house? Veterans Memorial?
A convention center.
It's Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio. And I believe that website, if you want to learn more about that, is uleexpo.com. We also have a lot of projects going on at the present time. We've got, let's see, Jessica, we've got the Diet Project.
The Diet Project is a big one right now.
Yeah, we've just kicked that off about 3 weeks ago.
Well, you and I are talking about this smoking addiction and breaking a smoking addiction. So,
absolutely. You know,
that might be something in the works.
That's one of the questions we get asked a lot is addictions, especially with smoking, and can we use bioacoustics to help fight addiction? And absolutely, and we are underway with a study right now, as several others. Hormones, chronic fatigue,
yeah.
Macular degeneration.
There's so many going on, I think there's too many to count.
Yeah, which is exactly why we decided to give Sherry the night off tonight. We, unfortunately, I think, are overloading her right now, so I think she's in need of a well-deserved rest, at least for the day anyways, huh?
We can give her a day.
Okay. And Jessica and I have an exciting announcement. We're working on this project together, which is a bit more challenging than what I had expected, is our online catalog.
Absolutely.
It's been asked about for a long time now, and it's a long time coming, but it is a big project, so we're working on it, and hopefully that will be up with what? Another
next couple weeks, I'd say, we should have it up and running. So
yeah, there's a lot more involved than what I initially thought, so bear with me on that one. Okay, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. The call-in numbers here at the station is toll-free 1-877-876-5227 in the USA. In Canada, the number is 888-815-9756, or if you can't get through on those lines, call direct at area code 530-876-3222. Tonight's guests are John and Nancy Addison. John is a video producer and owner of the production company ABS Video out of, I believe, Westerville, Ohio. He's also the man behind our newest video about Sherry and her work with bioacoustics entitled Doorway to a New Medicine. We'll get into more about that here in a few minutes. And Nancy, his wife, is a holistic health counselor and, like I said, also married to John. Welcome, John and Nancy. Are you with us?
Yeah, we're here. Hi.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having us on your show.
It's very exciting. Okay, John, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came about this video series you have? Holistic Highway to Wisdom series?
Yeah, it's called the Holistic Highway to Wisdom series. And the background on me is I've been producing professional videos for about 29 years, and it ranges from whole corporate industrial to weddings to sports videos to equine videos and just about everything. And in the time frame that I've been doing all this, I've had experienced just about everything. But this series, it got started when one of my business associates asked me to come up with an idea for a video series that he could promote on his website, which is hosting different holistic topics on books, CDs, DVDs, and so forth. And so I realized that there was an organization here in the Columbus area called Journeys of Wisdom that on Thursday nights they would have a guest speaker come in for an hour and talk on different topics in a holistic different holistic topics. And so I thought, well, if I could capture that on video and make it available to the public, then there might be some interest in that. And it actually has two purposes. Number one is to get this information out to the public, to let people know that these different products and services are available to them. A lot of people don't know anything about it. And the second is to help promote the practitioners themselves. So, so far it's been going pretty well. We've got about 30 topics covered, and we have more scheduled to record and edit. And I look forward to probably by the end of the year we'll have close to 50 different topics, and by the middle of next year over 100.
Wow, that's
going
amazing.
Well.
You've been very busy.
Yeah.
I was looking on your website. Now, your website is Holistic Highway to wisdom.com, correct?
Yeah, they can get to it by holistichighwaytowisdom.com, or they can just type in HH2, the number 2, W, abbreviation.com, HH2W.com.
Yeah, what kind of topics do you have on your videos? You have so many lists. What's some of the more interesting ones that you've found?
We just did an interesting one called The Wisdom of Parrots, in which this lady actually brought in a macaw and a couple of grays and talked about relationships between people and animals and how we not always choose the pets ourselves, sometimes they choose us.
I believe that.
We've had some pretty well-known people. Ken Harsh did a session on shamanism in the light body. Jacqueline Smith, who's an animal communicator, she did a presentation. We've got reflexology. We've got aromatherapy, intuitive nutrition, meditation. The series is approximately an hour-long presentation on different modalities. But we also have what we call workshops, which are two-hour instructional type of presentations, in which you actually get, you can learn meditation, you can learn spiritual healing and that sort of thing. So, and all of this information is listed on our website. I should probably mention that these productions that we produce for these different practitioners is done for free. There's no charge to the practitioner at all. And in fact, what we do is we give them a few free copies of their DVDs to help promote them, promote themselves. And then if they need additional ones, they can buy them for a very nominal fee. And it's been working out very well. And I just got word just a couple days ago that we sold through this website. It's called Progressive Publishing and Products.com. Nick Petrozella, who's the gentleman that got me started in this, and that's his website, he said they sold a copy of The Whole Heart by Shelley Pinnell to someone in Sweden. So we've got our first international sale. They're not very expensive. I mean, they're only $19.95. which is an average price for DVDs on these different topics. The workshops, which are 2 hours long, they're two DVD sets, they're only $24.95. But the idea of getting this information out, I think, is far more important than trying to make a lot of money on this. It's just really exciting since I've started in this. At first, I didn't think that maybe this would go, that people would be interested or the practitioners would be interested, but it's... The reception I've been given and the feedback I've been given has just been great. Shelley Pinnell, who I just mentioned, we sold a DVD to Sweden. The first week that she had her DVDs, her free DVDs, she passed them out, let people see them. She got two new clients from it. Reverend Stephen Clevenger, who has the Rays of Light Church, the spiritualist church in Kahana, Ohio. We've been doing some workshops with him, and he's been selling DVDs. And he's probably sold over 120, 150 different DVDs, and he's raised a lot of money for his church. There's another gentleman that just recently, his name is Dao Huang, and he did a segment called Dancing with Meridians. And he travels pretty much all over the country, especially on weekends, to different expos and events. And he sold... I think about 40 of his DVDs in like 2 weeks' time, and he just ordered another 50. So he's going like gangbusters. So it's really helping the practitioners who are using them to their advantage, you know, to promote themselves. And it's nice because they don't have to come up with $2,000-$4,000 to produce a DVD. They get it done for free, and then they can buy as many or as few as they like, and then use those to promote themselves or to sell when they go out and make appearances, you know, along with their books and CDs and whatever else they have. So it's quite exciting, and I'm just going to continue it for as long as I can.
That's great. You've got some awesome videos there. What made you decide to go this direction? There's a lot of different things you can do with video, but you've gone the holistic healthcare a lot. What made you decide to do that?
Well, it's funny because... Well, first off, my wife, Nancy, is a holistic health counselor, so she brings a lot of that home with her, and we do a lot of discussions about it. And it's always been an interest of mine. I just find it really fascinating, and when it was suggested to me to come up with a series or to do something with video about it, and I got this idea to do a series, I am learning so much from so many different practitioners. It's just a real enjoyable. It's much better than going out and doing an industrial video where you're putting a machine together, you know, a popcorn machine or something. That gets old very quickly, and of course, you know, it's to make money. But this is a labor of love. I'm very, very proud of this series, and I look forward to just someday to be recognized by everyone everywhere, maybe even across America, you know, that this is a series that you can get some good information from. So that's where we are right now, and hopefully in the future, we do have it in several stores in the Columbus area, and we've got it on a couple of websites. It's still new because we've only been doing this, recording these different topics for about 4 or 5 months, I think. And hopefully we'll be getting them into the library systems. I'm talking to some people here in the Columbus area. And I think that way it'll make it more available to the public, you know, people that frequent the libraries. And but it's the way the way the DVD is, it has, it opens, you know, with a little opening. Then there's a short bio on the practitioner showing their credentials and their training and their background and so forth. And then it gets into the presentation itself. And then at the end of the video, there's contact information. So if someone should see one of these videos and they want more information on aromatherapy or reflexology or meditation, they've got the contact information to contact that practitioner. So the practitioner is getting a lot of valuable promotion by other companies who host this on their websites and on my website, as well as on the DVDs themselves. So we're hoping that this is going to generate a lot more business for the practitioners who participate. So
I believe they will. You do an awesome job. The videos are beautiful.
Thank you.
Working in, well, having been there when Sherry's video was filmed, I thought that was, she really conveyed a powerful message. How do you feel about her video as compared to the others in the series?
Well, you know, it's funny because when I'm recording these presentations, I'm only half listening to what's going on because I got to pay attention to audio levels and framing and the video and make sure everything's right. And the whole time I'm also thinking about how I'm going to edit this, you know, if I need a cutaway shot here, if I need a graphic here, or some text, you know, to help explain and make this a little bit more professional looking and more clear to people who might be watching it. And so when we did Sherry's, I thought, well, I thought maybe she would get into the actual system itself. But then when I came back and edited the video and everything, I thought, wow, this is so powerful. This has got to be one of the more popular ones when people start finding out that it's available. She's got a real gift, and I can see probably in the future us working together, besides the one the project that we're getting ready to start on, but also maybe on some other series for the wisdom series, you know, some other topics and everything. But she's quite a lady. If anyone takes the time to sit down and listen to her, I think they'll be very, very impressed, and they'll get a lot out of it. So.
Yeah, the video is wonderful. She does Sherry always amazes me when she speaks. She totally has the audience captured, just her personality and also the information that she has within herself. So I think anybody who gets this video is time and money well spent.
Yeah.
And you mentioned about our new project. That's something we haven't really made the announcement yet, but we are in the works of doing another video with you and Nancy. It's something we haven't really got off the ground yet, but we will within, the next month or so?
Yeah, we're laying the groundwork right now. The way I usually like to proceed with any kind of informational or instructional type video is to lay out all the points that we want to make and determine the direction we want to go and how we want to pursue that and how we want to get the message across to the audience, to the viewership. So right now we're making a list of different people that we want to interview. I'm kind of educating myself a little bit more about the bioacoustic vocal profiling and the many different things that it offers. And I think from the videos that we've seen in the past that Sherry has available, I think we want to take this maybe to another level that's going to be maybe more appealing to the medical, scientific community to make them stand up and take notice and say, you know, this is something we definitely need to look at. And of course, she has so many wonderful stories that she's, you know, success stories where she's helped people with this system. And we want to incorporate that into the video as well. But I thought instead of having it throughout the video that we're talking about, you know, the main video, we should have like a separate disc and make it a two-disc set and have the second disc with all the testimonials on it. So we're just compiling the list right now, the different people that we want to put their stories on and make that available along with the video that's going to explain the system and a little background on Sherry and where we're headed in the future with this and how credible it's becoming more and more.
It's great. I like the way that you describe her video in your website. This is a science, or how did you, this is an approach that has science to back it up. Do you see this as a science of the future?
Oh, absolutely. And Nancy could probably talk a little more intelligently about this than I could, but you know, I am just blown away from the stories that I've read about and that people I've talked to and everything, how sound can help the human body, you know, emotionally and physically, maybe even spiritually too. This is one of the things that's why I'm so excited about this series, because we're meeting people like Sherry and we're finding out all this information. And to me, I think the public has a right to this information. Everybody's tired of being sick all the time. They're tired of going to the doctors and the doctors write them a prescription. They're tired of taking drugs. So I think now is the time, the right time, to get this series out there and make it available to people. And with people like Sherry, you know, people who are very credible, you know, and well-respected in the community, I think this is going to help the series become more credible and more respectable and gain more attention. So who knows where it's going to lead? You know, I have a vision board here, and I've got on there that I'm going to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show someday. So
that's
if that happens, you know.
Yeah, I was picturing Oprah or maybe the Discovery Channel or something along PBS.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to jump right in here for a minute.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I just want to say that you know, Sherry has dedicated most of her adult life, well, I would say all of her adult life, to creating this incredible gift of healing, so others can benefit from her knowledge and research and all the years that she's devoted to this. And I just want to say that with John and I doing this video, it's an honor for us to be a part of all of this that's happening, because I really have a vision of the future with bioacoustics becoming a real new medicine. I mean, it is a new medicine. I've just have every hope and I just know that this is going to be a part of many, many people's lives in the future to prevent some of these chronic conditions and illnesses that we're seeing now so much of the time. And a lot of times the doctors do a great job, but there's so many of these chronic conditions out there they're just not sure what to do with. And we're really addressing some of these issues, and I'm just real, real proud to be part of this.
I think what's going to help Sherry's cause and her goals and everything is that video is such a powerful medium that if we get video out there and we start letting people know about this, and I think that's the biggest problem is a lot of people don't know about it. A lot of people don't know about reflexology. Well, what is that? But video is a perfect vehicle to help advertise and get information out there. And it's not. I've been thinking about it, and I may have mentioned it to you, Heather, but I think there might possibly be a documentary in here about Sherry sometime, maybe next year, in the middle of or late next year, once I learn a little bit more about it, because her story is a fascinating story, and I don't know if you guys have ever done that on this program, but some night you should do that, just to do a little story about how she got involved in this and how she's grown it and so forth. You know, once you get a documentary, you get it into some different, like the Discovery Channel or PBS. They're always looking for new information, and if you can do the right kind of documentary that tells a story, gives the facts, and then projects what the future could be, you know, with some credible people.
Oh, absolutely.
These doctors that she's helped already, that can really, you know, across the United States, it can just set it on fire. And I think the people are ready for something like that now.
I think you're right, John. You know, I've seen so many people, so many of our clients come and go out of here with, you know, they come in and you just wouldn't believe it until you see it. A lot of these things that happen, a lot of these clients that help. Jessica, you've been with us for a lot of years here. Can you tell everybody a little bit about some of the clients you've seen come and go?
Well, obviously, one of my favorite ones is Dr. Russ Rudy, and I know Sherry spoke about him plenty of times before, but he personally is just an amazing man, and I just really love to watch his story from beginning to end. When he first came in, you know, to watch him walk using a wheeled walker, and he just was kind of down on life completely, and to watch him grow over the last year or two has just been amazing. I mean, he walks around with so much glee for being alive now, you know. He was just kind of going downhill, and I think he wasn't looking for anything but just to kind of die away.
And that's something that Sherry can offer people, which I think a lot of our medical community can't, is hope.
Emotional support.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've lost that emotional support, that one-on-one with your doctor. You are a number. Here, you're not. You're a person, you know. You have a story, you have a life, and we're here to support that in all aspects. And that's what I think we're losing in the medical community completely.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't realize that Sherry works a lot with the medical community. A lot of our clients are doctors. I mean, within the past probably 2 weeks, I've spoken to 3 doctors that completely have been clients and believe in Sherry and say, hey, you know, if you need our help in getting the word out there, call me, absolutely.
Well, I've noticed in the past medical professionals saying, I'm at a loss here, you know, give me some direction. And Sherry can give them that direction that they don't have. And like kind of what Nancy was saying is we have all these new ailments and illnesses that we don't have any idea where to start. And Sherry gives us a chance to start somewhere.
Absolutely. Nancy, you were in, let's see, last month's class?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a recent student of ours. Congratulations. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience?
I took the research focus course, and I'm just actually getting ready to come back down there this week for the lab class, and I'm just real excited to be a part of it. You know, I just want to thank everyone there at Sound Health for the great resource materials that we get in our training, because it's not just about the class and the training. It's all the support we get. And, you know, you guys at Sound Health just give us everything we need to be able to really get this information out to the public and the community. We get, all kinds of references. And the textbook is just incredible. Just reading the information in the textbook alone is just wonderful. I mean, it's so educational. And there's really no excuse for not being able to do this work with all the information that you provide for us, and the education and the support on the internet. And every Sunday, you know, we have 2 hours we can get on and jump on with other practitioners and discuss our cases. We have just everything that we need. The main textbook, just all the reference material. And then I've had to call. I've called the staff several times down there to ask a few questions getting started. Of course, because I think we hold ourselves back sometimes, because, you know, I can go with this, but I have that little, you know, confidence issue there where, I'm not sure if I'm doing it right. And they've just been so helpful. I think I called and talked to Nikki the other day, and it was, you know, to me it seemed like a stupid question. She goes, oh, no, here's how you do that. And I also got a call from another instructor from Arkansas who was in the class with me doing some instructing with Sherry while I was down there last month. And that was Tommy Priakos from Arkansas, and he just gave me a call and asked me how I was doing and if I had any questions. And I mean, it's just so nice. He answered a few of my questions at the time. So I just really would like to encourage anybody that has any interest. You know, I don't think you have to be in the healthcare field to jump right into this. I think what you need is an entrepreneurial spirit and have an interest and a desire to help people and to serve people. And, if you are in any way interested in the healing arts, or feel like, you know, you're the kind of person that could benefit from and others could benefit from your knowledge, I just encourage everybody to jump right in there and get in on these classes. From what I understand, we need a lot more practitioners out there. They've trained a lot, but for example, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, which is a huge city, and I think I'm the only one right now that is practicing here in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd sure like to see some other people around here. There's plenty of clients to go around.
I would say, gosh, for every practitioner we graduate here, Jessica, how many people are waiting in line to be seen?
10, 20, 30. I mean, it's very
overwhelming, and that's why we want to train as many practitioners as possible. So at this point, I'm going to have Jessica repeat her offer she just made earlier about our classes. So go ahead, Jessica.
Okay, the September class. Hopefully somebody out there is listening and will take advantage of this. And if they are listening, you should take advantage of it, because this isn't an offer that we would normally offer to anyone.
I've never known you to offer this, Jessica.
I'm pretty strict as far as when it comes to financial funds here at the office. So $2,200 for the course. It's a $4,400 course.
And what's included with that?
Well, Nancy can kind of explain parts of it, too, but your level one materials, which are available to the public, are included. This is your microphone. This is the vocal analysis portion of it. This is taking a voice print using a microphone in your computer. We graph it onto the computer screen, and we pull specific areas that are incoherent or inconsistent with what we consider the normal range. We use those frequencies, and we can print out reports based on nutrition, muscular strength, weakness, genomic states, about anything. It's pretty amazing, the database included in the research material software that's included with the course. If I had to guess, we're talking like 5,000 entries. And it's constantly changing, constantly updating, and that's why we need more practitioners out there. The more clients we bring in, the more information we obtain, the larger these databases are going to grow.
Right. We are primarily a research institute, so I can testify daily basis there's new information being input.
Absolutely.
With Sherry alone.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
There's hundreds a day. So, and we have to realize, too, that, you know, we have to get the practitioners out there. We have to come up with the support so that this isn't a dying trend of any sort, that this becomes a technology that we can carry out for years and years. I want to see so much happen for Sherry and so much happen for bioacoustics. You know, the 5 years that I've been here, I've watched a lot of progress. And if I go on to other ventures, I know that I'll always have a connection with Sound Health no matter what, because I have a lot of support for Sherry and what she's doing. I want to see her succeed. I want to see this become a new technology to the future.
And I think if it becomes a new technology, it's for the world. It's for everybody. It's an alternative to the medical field at this point. And we want to give people back freedom of choice for their own health. Well, actually, here, I've got Steve just walked by. He's our computer technician around here. And we do have computer requirements, so I'm going to grab him and let him explain to the crowd out there what our system requirements are. Steve, this is your first time on the air.
Welcome, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we'll tell you. For the first thing, you've got two different divisions. We have our level one material, which is for the public just to get starting. And then if you take the more intense level two practitioner training, you might want to up this a bit and maybe you can explain that, maybe some more memory or something.
Yeah, for our base model computers out there, you know, the bare minimum that you can run would be a Pentium 4 processor or better. So that would be, you know, past 5 years.
And we're talking laptops here, correct?
Yeah,
we prefer laptops. We're not going to shy away the desktop, people. No.
You're going to be on the go with all of these clients you'll be getting.
I'll tell you, you can pick up a nice laptop now. I got one for $500 last month.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You can pick them up. Don't be afraid of refurbished. However, stay away from Windows Vista. It's not...
You don't like Vista, huh?
It's not debugged yet.
Our computer software is semi-workable, and that's all I'm going to say. We don't recommend, but
we'll
try to work with you as best
we
can.
We'll help you out as much as we can, but it's not a guarantee that it will work. Same thing with Norton Antivirus and Symantec. I don't recommend it to use with our software. System memory is 512 megabytes minimal. I would recommend a gig just because that's pretty much the standard now, and you'll like it a lot more with a full gigabyte of memory. The minimum hard drive space requirements are 40 gigabytes. Any more, you're looking, most computers come with an 80 gig or better anymore. Next thing you'll need is the ability to record from an external microphone. The Sound Blaster series of sound cards, rather, that's what we recommend. However, you can get away with just using the basic one, but it would be a lot better if you had a high-quality sound card. Like we said before, Microsoft Windows XP is what you need. Windows Vista, can't guarantee. And also Office Professional with Excel is required.
Right, and then we have our equipment, too, which is included in our practitioner training, in addition to, I guess, but your software for programming the equipment is included. So basically our new tone boxes, which is our portable way to listen to frequencies, you can resell them as a practitioner to your client, make a little profit there. Those are programmable through a USB now. So we're pretty standardized as far as that's gone. You always want to have an internet connection as well, because what Nancy's talking about, the Sunday classes that we have all happen online over a high-speed internet connection through Microsoft Live Meeting. And practitioners have an ability to present. Sherry, of course, you'll see her on there numerous times. It's the best type of way to stay connected. So have your internet connection, email ability, things like that.
that's about the basics. I mean, really not too difficult. Pretty much any computer off the shelf, I think, is going to be workable.
Yeah, there's not a modern computer that's made today.
You don't have a particular model we recommend right now?
No, not in particular with the laptops. You know, can't use a Mac unless you're...
Yeah, we don't recommend Macs, really.
No, unfortunately. But you can do a virtual.
Yeah, you can use virtual PC on a Mac, and that works really well, but you can't run it on the standard Mac operating system. Any off-the-shelf computer will work, being that it has Windows XP on it. Actually, Dell right now, you can still order Windows XP for a limited time. They haven't set a time frame for when they're going to discontinue it, but I expect it to be within the next 6 months. So if you want a Windows XP computer, I'd suggest hop on it now. They're fairly cheap, and it'll knock off anywhere from $80 to $100 off the cost of the computer versus
and
having
it. You can always upgrade later when Vista gets its bug worked out.
When we're compatible, absolutely upgrade. And eventually we hope to go Linux compatible as well, to offer that to some of our what would you call us, Linux users?
Hey, I call myself a geek.
I was going to go there.
Hey, you know, I call myself a geek, so it's good.
Okay.
I admit it.
As a geek in training, then, I guess. That's what I am.
And what you're seeing is more Linux stuff out there, so hopefully in the near future we'll be there.
I think we will be. I think we'll work towards that, and I'll try my best to do that with our software. So
that's great. So, Nancy, speaking as a freshly graduated bioacoustics practitioner, do you feel like we've prepared you, or are you prepared to become a practitioner accepting clients at this point?
Well, I actually am already.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
Round of applause.
Any of the reports coming through yet, but I'm actually waiting to do the classes this week in the lab class to make sure that I'm doing it correctly. But actually, I've been through the materials, and I've had some really interesting people come to me this week. Well, in the last 2 weeks, I guess you could say. I'm dealing with some fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and some strain, like a strained finger muscle, asthma, allergies, some compromised immune systems. One gal who's had polyps removed in her nasal passages, and just some things, some chronic things that are going on that I'm just real excited. Now, what I did, though, I've just done the vocal print and plan to bring some information down this week, you know, just to get a little assistance since I'm so new at this. But I really, I mean, I just sent a little announcement out to my small community of emails list, you know, that I have here, and I've already gotten so much feedback. People that have said, I've been wanting to get down to Albany, you know, but it's a couple hours drive, and I'm so glad you're in the area that you can do this, and so it sounds like I'm going to be pretty busy here in October.
You are. You're probably going to be busier than what you ever dreamed of, Nancy. Seems
well,
like you're
you
so
know,
close
I,
to
I,
us and everything.
I just really have so many hopes for this as a real science, and I just look forward to this kind of approach to wellness and healing and preventative health. Just as if, you know, just like people brushing their teeth. I mean, I just see the frequencies, you know, balancing our frequencies as being just a way to keep our bodies in balance and healthy. So, I mean, we're obviously getting the people that have already kind of what I call fallen over the cliff a little bit, but I'd like to put the fences up at the top and kind of get everybody, you know, balanced and well, and
I like
walking
the way you
around
put that.
Healthy.
Yeah, I agree. Nancy, I've got your website pulled up here. It's a beautiful website. It's got a picture of you up in the upper right-hand corner.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I give out your website address?
No, that's fine. Thank
okay.
you.
It's directionsforhealth.com, and four is the number four. And I see you've got your announcement there. You're proud to be able to offer bioacoustics and vocal profiling to your clients.
Yes,
great.
When you click on that, then it will take you to the article from Alternative Medicine that Sherry was featured in, which explains a little bit about it. You know, was pretty exclusive in that official publication. Only four techniques were chosen out of hundreds offered to the public, and of course Sherry's work, of course, was highlighted in that magazine, and I'm really proud to have that, you know, featured on my website, because I think Sherry really deserves credit for all of these articles that she's written, and you know, in some really well-established publications.
Yeah, we've been in dozens of publications. Sherry's been doing this for, 30 years now? Yes.
Yeah, this is a life thing.
It is a lifetime of work.
Yeah.
This is Sherry's life. And, Nancy, we're so glad to have you a part of it.
Well,
now,
what I had planned to do is offer this as kind of an addendum as a 12-session wellness program that I offer my clients. And they... Someone can come in and have this as part of their session or their 12-session program, but also I'm offering it individually also. Someone just wants to come in and have the vocal analysis done and some sound presentations, so I can go both ways with that. My own experience was I kind of had to do my own self-healing here about 8 years ago. I was suffering from fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and irritable bowel and just about everything else under the sun. My system was so messed up, and, you know, I just wasn't getting anywhere with the allopathic medical community. They wanted to just get me doped up so I couldn't function. So I kind of did my own kind of research and got myself well over a period of about a year through some alternative methods, and that's just what really got me started in my interest and on this path that I seem to have just been, it's been snowballing over the past 2 or 3 years. I went to New York last year to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and got certified in June of last year. So that's part of my 12-session wellness program that I offer. But the thing is, I would see people in, and we'd had some great success with changing dietary, you know, changing, doing some career changes and relationships and everything that's so important in somebody's life other than just what they eat. But then I was seeing some chronic conditions coming in with, like, a rheumatoid arthritis and things like that, that I just feel that... I would like to go just that one step farther, but I had not found any modality at that point before I found Sherry.
Yeah, how did you run across Sherry, Nancy?
Well, this is what's so interesting, and, you know, the universe seems to conspire with us to make things happen. And I was introduced to Sherry and her work a couple years ago, actually. I heard her speak, and it just so resonated with me, and I was so interested in what she was doing. And, you know, it's just one of those things. My life went on, and I was doing other things and got busy and went to New York and did all of that. And then she just came into our lives again, actually, through she called John about doing the Holistic Highway video work, and we just kind of reconnected, and I said, Sherry, I should have done this 2 years ago, and I'm going to come down and do it now. So I just made the decision to be a part of this, and I'm so glad I did. It's
Absolutely, Nancy. We're so proud to have you part of the team.
Yeah, it's been a great experience, it really, and I just... It's not, you know, I'm just so at the beginning stage of this.
So, Nancy, what kind of advice would you give to somebody that's coming in as a student for bioacoustics?
Well, one of the things that I didn't do that I probably, if I were to do it over again, any material that you get prior to actually coming physically to the class or being, even if you're participating in the online class, is to just really watch all the videos and read through the material and kind of get familiar with everything so that when you start the class, you you aren't just jumping in, you know, it's like into a foreign land. Because I the classes are very, very intensive, although I don't want to scare anybody away because everything is explained exceptionally well. I just it's just that, you know, we get a lot of information in 5 days.
It is intense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So just get as much information as you can. You guys actually can, I believe we got some material ahead of time that kind of helped out, and read through that and watch some of the videos and just really familiarize yourself with some of the work that Sherry's done, and I think that would help as well. As far as the school, I mean, just go. I mean, just come and go. Just go to the classes, and I don't think anybody would ever regret that.
I don't believe so.
It's a great experience.
And if anybody out there, Jessica, I'm going to have you once again repeat this, because I still can't believe this offer that you're throwing out there.
It's through me, right?
So I'm going to have her do that, and then there.
Okay, well, again, the 2200 deals for September 24th class through 28th. It's the last-minute type of deal, so take advantage of it if you can. Nancy actually sat in on-site through our five-day weekday course. But I also wanted to mention that we have that professional course available over those 3 weekends. So for those of you that can't get away for 5 days, feel free to do the weekend courses. It'll actually be a total of 6 days instead of five. And, you know, we're not that far away in Ohio, and you can take some of this online as well. So we're semi-flexible, too. If you need to come for a couple days and wait till the next month to finish it up, we'll work with you on that. So
it's a beautiful time of year right now if you want to come to this part of Ohio. The leaves are starting to turn. It's beautiful.
Well, that's something I'd like to let everybody know, too. It is a great place to come just to see the beautiful scenery and the countryside down there. It's really, I think, coming up, especially this month, and you know, we're getting into some nice weather, and
it's gorgeous.
Really nice.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to mention about classes before we go off the air. We have incentives for class for paying early, and it's listed on our website, but I just wanted to go over those real quick, too. If you pay 30 days in advance here for your Level 2 class, we include a little back box with it, and if you're unfamiliar with what a little back box is, it's a pre-programmed tone box. It has pre-programmed frequencies and timings in it that are found to be helpful for back relief, back pain relief, back support. So you can go to invoice.org for more information on that particular product. If you pay 60 days in advance, you'll actually receive our free invoice personality profiler. That course is explained in detail on our free demo classes, which we've mentioned before. They're about an hour to 2 hour session held online. They're held about once every 2 weeks. Check the schedule online at Nutrisounds.com for more information on those. And the last thing is 90 days in advance is a free SMAD. And if you don't know what a SMAD is, it's probably the most expensive piece of equipment that you'll have to consider when taking our class. It's a lab model frequency generator. It has a keypad so you can easily enter the frequency you want to present to your client. You hook it to a subwoofer, which initiates the tones, and then, of course, you get feedback through biofeedback equipment as well. So this SMAD is an $1,800 piece of equipment. So 90 days in advance, you get quite a deal at
wow.
this point. So consider that when you're purchasing class. And I guess that's all I'd like to mention. Of course, check everything out at Nutrisounds.com because I think that, Heather, you do a great job with keeping up to date on that.
Thank you. And the easiest way to get a hold of us is to either call the office at 740-698-9119. You can ask for either Jessica or myself, or you can email us. Jessica is jessica@vocalprofiling.com, and I am heather@vocalprofiling.com. So if you're interested in any of the offers that we spoke about tonight, please get in touch ASAP. John and Nancy, I want to thank you both for being on the show. It was a great time. You guys are a couple of great, genuine people, and we're so glad that you decided to be involved with Bioacoustics and Sound Health.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
this is my first experience on the radio, so I hope I didn't love us too much.
You did.
I'm great.
And for everybody out there, you can get in touch with Nancy at her website, directionsforhealth.com, and that's 4, the number 4. And with John, what's the best website to find you, John?
They just remember holistichighwaytowisdom.com.
Okay.
I think they'll be able to find it.
All right. So for
HH2W.com
for any of you naturopaths or anybody interested in having a video produced. John is a wonderful guy to work with. So
we got more work to do, don't we, Heather?
Well, we got a lot of work, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay.
I think we can do some wonderful things.
If you can't find either one of us from that, you can always contact Heather or Jessica down there, and they can get you in the right direction to us.
Yeah. At this time, I'd like to add that at this time, I'm not really limiting this series, this Holistic Highway to Wisdom series, to any particular subject, topic, or any practitioner. You know, if we have, the way I see right now, we have like two aromatherapy sessions, aromatherapy basic, and then French aromatherapy by two different practitioners. But I feel that the public has a right to be able to choose, you know, who they would like to watch, and so we're leaving it open to all practitioners of all the modalities. So it can be holistic, it can be alternative, complementary, anything to do with health and wellness to make people feel a little better.
Great. Okay, well, it looks like we're out of time. We'd like to thank our audience, and John and Nancy and Jessica, thank you for being here.
I want to say best wishes out to Sherry, hoping she's sitting back and relaxing.
Relaxing. Much-needed break. Yes. Thinking about you, Sherry. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.